on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's exactly 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
Two men accused of causing the deaths of more than 800 passengers on a migrant boat which capsized at the weekend have appeared in court in Sicily. Mohamed Ali Malik and Mohamed Bikit were among just 28 survivors who were taken to Italy, but they deny being in charge of the boat and claim they were passengers. Sky's Lisa Holland has been speaking to Malik's lawyer outside the court.
He is saying that his client is entirely innocent. They were seen together, yes, on that rescue boat, but that they were simply talking because they shared a common language. And in fact, the captain, according to him, had been helped by some Somalis on board.
A footpath in West Kent has been cordoned off by police after a man's body was found. The discovery was reportedly made by a mum on the school run in Southborough this morning. Officers have sealed off an area near London Road. The death is not being treated as suspicious. A 14-year-old boy appeared before magistrates charged over an alleged terror plot in Australia. The teenager, who was arrested in Lancashire, has been remanded to youth detention.
This is KMFM News.
A study has found that the number of young people suffering with short-sightedness has doubled over the past 50 years. The rise is being blamed on children having too much screen time and more intensive schoolwork. Professor Chris Hammond says there's a clear link between staying indoors and poor eyesight.
There's a lot of studies now suggesting that time outdoors protects children from becoming short-sighted. And we know there's, for many years, we've known there's a link between education and myopia. So the longer you're at school, the more you study, the more likely you are to be short-sighted.
Police have closed a stretch of busy road in West Kent following a crash involving four cars. The accident happened shortly after midday on the Tunbridge Road in Barming. Motorists are being advised to use another route. An appeal has been launched for information after a group of men jumped into a parked car in Ramsgate and robbed the driver. The victim was sitting in the vehicle in Newington Road when it happened 10 days ago. We've got a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. Judge has ruled a personal trainer from Kent who suffered a broken back and lost a foot after falling during a simulated parachute jump should get £5 million in compensation. Josh Senior from Pembury fell 30 feet when a cable he was attached to snapped at an activity centre near Tunbridge. The 26-year-old's case is due back in court in the summer.
Election 2015, the update.
With less than 2 weeks until the general election, KMFM's been touring Kent to hear what voters in every constituency are most concerned about. Today, we're focusing on Chatham and Aylesford.
Crime and drugs. When I was little, I come down here and I never used to see it. Now I'm older, I always see it everywhere.
More investment in education and job opportunities.
I think police are an issue. We don't see hardly any on the beat anymore. I think that needs to be addressed.
You can watch our video guide to the constituency and find details of the candidates at kentdecides.co.uk. A wartime shell has been detonated after being found by a metal detectorist on a Kent beach. The an area of the Lees at Minster on the Isle of Sheppey was cordoned off when the device was discovered yesterday morning. Royal Navy experts carried out a controlled explosion last night. And Apple's much-anticipated watch has gone on sale this morning, but they're only being stocked at a handful of trendy boutiques around the world for the time being.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Joe Root has helped put England's cricketers in a position to try and force a win in the second test against the West Indies in Grenada. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the batsman goes into day four unbeaten on 118, with a side on 373 for six in their first innings, leading by 74 runs. Jonathan Trott found some form by scoring 59. Football and a Kent club is set to celebrate a successful season on the pitch by expanding their stadium. Maidstone United's Gallagher Stadium is going to be increased to a capacity of 3,000. Co-owner Terry Casey says a bigger ground will be more comfortable for supporters.
We've needed more seats because our ground, if you do get 2,000, 2,200 in it, you've got people standing two and three deep. And these are people that want to sit down and watch a football match.
After tomorrow's final game, the side will be presented with the Ryman League Trophy. And Gillingham travel to Scunthorpe this weekend for their penultimate game of the season. The Jewels are currently ninth in the League One table, while the opposition are seven places below them. You can watch our video report ahead of the game. We've tweeted it via at KMFM News.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.